Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks, and some folks that I've known now for coming up on 20 years. Kristen Nicholas and Mark Dupree, owners of Leiden Glen Farm in Leiden, and their daughter, Julia Nicholas Dupree, who I've many times tried to talk out of getting involved in radio as a profession, which I still firmly believe in. And no matter what you think about radio or communications as a profession, people need to eat, and the Leiden Glen Farm is famous for their lamb. Kristen is famous for yarn and writing books about yarn, but not with the yarn that is made from the lambs that are grown. It's just really interesting and fun, complicated story. And Julia used to come on the air and be on the air with Rachel Maddow back in the early part of this millennium. So this goes back a long time. But Mark, most of the time when I see you or Kristen, it's at the farmer's market where you have lamb available. Tell me about why lamb is more than just a special occasion food.
Because it's delicious. The thing is, in the United States, if you go to a grocery store, it is a very small shelf in the grocery store or not there at all. So Americans don't really think about it as a protein source. And part of it's because of the distribution. But we have, for years and years and years, been supplying this local community with lamb. And once we get people into it, they love it and they become customers that come back and buy week after week after week.
The glide path to lamb might be, for people in the area, is the Hope and Olive Lamb Burger. It's lamb in a setting that you recognize and is absolutely delicious. And that's your lamb there as well. Right?
Right. Actually, Monty, we aren't selling to them right now because as a lot of farmers are aging right now, my poor husband, Mark, had to have both his hips replaced and we had to downsize a little bit. So now we're just building our flock back up. So we unfortunately haven't been able to supply them. Maybe it was good timing because of the pandemic, because I know their business was down.
Like so many restaurants.
And Mark did say he had 150 lambs this spring, right?
Yeah, about 150. And we are actively expanding the flock again. So we're probably going to top out at somewhere around 200 lambs.
And Monty, he did say he's going to try to get some of that wholesale accounts back in motion so that we can get those lamb burgers.
For those who aren't going to get lamb on a menu at a restaurant, you have options for them to show them different ways lamb can be prepared, right? So tell me some of the things that people have really fallen in love with, the recipes that you shared with your lamb through Leiden Glen Farm.
I would say our most popular recipe is Indian spiced meatballs. So it's basically ground lamb with some spices, and it's really easy to do, so you can do it on a weeknight. Last night, we had a really delicious lamb tagine, which is one of those things you sort of stick in the crock pot and let it go all day, and it makes the house smell incredible.
I really enjoy it.
That's Julia.
And I have to just echo the praise for Kristen's recipes. I urge everybody to go out to that website, because not only is she a great knitter and author of many how to knit books, but she is a fantastic cook. The recipes that she puts up there are easy for regular everyday people. They sound fancy, like, what did you have last night? It sounds so fancy to me, Monty. I don't know if it sounds fancy to you.
It does.
She makes it easy.
And, you know, if you're going to eat meat, you should eat local meat. It's better for the planet. And Leiden Glen Farm, who's raising these, now I guess 150 lambs in Leiden, are also working on a land reclamation project. Can we hear a little bit more about what that's all about at Leiden Glen?
In this area, we have an awful lot of open fields that have kind of been disused and reverted back to brushland. I've gone into some of these areas with my animals and put, say, 100, 200 sheep on there and rotationally graze them. And it's bringing these pastures back to being productive pastures. These open fields out here, they are a result of small farming. And we're a small farm in this area up here in Leiden. You know, as well as putting out hopefully a delicious product, we're helping to keep open pasture land.
Leiden is so beautiful as it is. That one of my favorite places to go view the stars in our area. Speaking of stars, I'll say, Julia, who was a regular guest on the Big Breakfast with Rachel Maddow back in the early 2000s, and now has been wanting to get into the world of radio. Have I successfully talked you out of that yet, or are you still pursuing that dream?
Absolutely not.
Dang it.
I'm studying journalism at UMass this fall.
Journalism is important. Radio is questionable. I'm glad.
Maybe I could steal Rachel's job instead of your job then.
Yeah, please do. And I'm sure Rachel would love that and would be thrilled to see you again.
I have to write her a letter, I think.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I don't know if she would remember me, though.
I'm sure she does. Kristen Nicholas, Mark Dupree, and Julia Nicholas Dupree from Leiden Glen Farm in Leiden, who we've had a long-time relationship with here. If we want to try your lamb, where do we go? And if we want to see the recipes, where do we go?
The website is LeidenGlenLamb.com, and we're at the Amherst Saturday Market. And if people would like to come to our farm store, they either send me an email or call us on the lamb line. And I meet them at their car, and then I fulfill their lamb needs.
And Monty, the Amherst Farmers Market starts this Saturday.
Yeah,
people can go
day.
Find Kristen on Saturday.
Excellent. Yeah. Kristen Nicholas, Mark Dupree, and Julia Nicholas Dupree from Leiden Glen Farm, and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.